In the tract we ask, by the help of thy grace, may they be enabled to escape the judgment of punishment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the monthly Requiem Mass for our friends in Purgatorial Society. And today I wanted to speak to you about Cain and Abel, you might remember them, the two brothers, the sons of Adam and Eve, whom we read about in the first pages of the Bible. And even though there's this kind of a sad story about betrayal, about envy, and about murder, it also gives us many important lessons. And first one which I would like to tell you is that we shouldn't ever be in despair about anybody's faith in the future life, because God gives every man enough grace to save his own soul. You can think about the example, the sad example of Cain, because he was so often during the pages of Holy Scripture reminded, corrected, and calmly reproved by God. And first, God drew Cain's attention to that he had bad thoughts about his brother, bad thoughts of envy and anger. And he warned Cain, saying, keep your lust under. Therefore, Cain was fairly warned that he mustn't dwell in the bad thoughts, but be humble and forgiving in dealings with his own brother. Also, God promised Cain a reward and blessing if he would just correct himself, and also warned Cain with a fast punishment if he should let himself to do an evil deed. And also, God stirred him up, that is Cain, and God exhorted him not to be led away by his desires and his passion, but to submit them, to rise over his bad thoughts and passions, and then do humbly what God wants him to do. But as we learn, unfortunately, Cain did not listen to God, but he committed a cruel act of killing his own brother. But even after this horrible deed had done, Almighty God did not abandon Cain. And even while he was surely reproached of his horrible crime, God tried to move the heart of Cain. He wished Cain to recognize the horror of his deed, how much he had sinned, and then to avoid it and abhor it and repent of it. And he even asked calmly from Cain after the murder, where was his brother, in order to make confession to Cain easier. And it was only when Cain proved to be hard-hearted and impenitent that God pronounced judgment over him. But even after then, when Cain was banished from his home, this sentence was not an eternal one. It was only temporal. And we might learn from this that no matter what difficulties or punishments we get from God, they are only good in this life. It's only if we stay in our sins that they turn into everlasting ones. And if we know some of our dear friends or family members who have passed away, if they have committed some bad deeds, we should pray for them very much that they might soon be delivered from their punishment and be received into everlasting life. Cain's brother, whom he killed, was named Abel. And in the story of Abel, we see the first martyr, the one who fulfilled humbly his place in the world and then putting into difficulties because of it, but who finally received a good death and a place in heaven. There's an old story about Adam weeping beside his murdered son, Abel, when an angel of paradise appeared to Adam and stood silently by his side. Then Adam lifted up his lock and asked, "Is this an image of the race, my own child? Will the earth again be stained by the blood of a brother, shed by a brother's hand?" And angel said, "This will happen again." And Adam mourned and said, "By what name will this dreadful thing be called?" And the angel answered, and a tear glistening in his eye, "War." And Adam said, "But why must the good and righteous fall by the hand of unrighteous? And then the angel was silent, and Adam continued, "What consolation is left me in my misery on this blood-stained earth?" The angel answered to him, "Raise thy eyes to heaven." And in this position Adam looked to heaven until the sun set, and when the stars appeared, he cried, "O ye watchers at the gate of heaven, why wander ye so silently? If mortal man may hear the sound of your voice, then speak of the land on that side and of beloved Abel." And the solemn silence followed, and Adam fell on his face, and then he heard a voice, "Behold, Abel, thy son liveth." So, dear children, if we face difficulties and even sorrows in this life, remember that if they are meant as for our punishment, they are only temporary. As long as we live on this world, God's grace, His mercy, His forgiveness is always open on us. We should always do as He says to us. We have to abhor sin so that we don't end up in the same position as Cain did. And we must truly be sorrowful of our sins, because if we remember our own sorrows and sins, we are also given grace to pray for those past friends and benefactors that they would be getting into heaven soon. And when we remember our sins, we can give much more sufficient and benefitful thanksgiving to our Heavenly Father that He has redeemed us and He has promised to send us to heaven as well. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.